On the next, Making Contact.
We knew that people were using improperly disposing of syringes and quite possibly sharing syringes. And no one seemed to be wanting to do anything.
Needle exchange programs began springing up in the 1980s during the AIDS crisis. Countless lives have been saved by providing IV drug users with clean needles. But even now, with hundreds of programs across the U.S. and throughout the world, some states still view distributing needles as illegal.
If there was probable cause to effect an arrest, we may arrest.
This week, WABE reporter Jim Burris takes us to The Bluff, a neighborhood in Atlanta where a needle exchange program, breaking the law every day, has become a vital part of a struggling community.